They had built Westover Field for that Second World War, you know, out there. And I'll never forget when they built it. We thought it was just going to be for soldiers. Then we got notices sent to our churches asking they were going to have a pickup system in Springfield where they pick up young women that were eligible, 18 years old, now over, to go out to dance with the young women because some of them had to stay over the overnight before they were shipped out overseas. And they wanted to have entertainment. That was before it was a USO, but it became USO around the nation. And that they opened up these clubs on the areas where the troops were at. I remember the first time going with a group about 50 girls from Springfield, and we were just as bashful as the young men were. They were being awful careful. We would be singing, "Oh, brother," but the dancing got us together. And
did you dance as a performance?
No, dancing. You were girls going there to be friends with the soldiers who would be there overnight, stationed overnight or during the week, or workers who worked there. There were a thousand of them coming in, and they just didn't want the young men just to come in and sit in their lounges with no activity going on. And they're trying to figure out how to let them stay overnight and yet enjoy what they were doing before they got in, I guess, that unhappy situation by being a part of the war, you understand. And they asked for volunteer girls out of the churches first, and then you had to have an age group, belong to a group, and they sent buses in from Westover Field to pick up either the churches or clubs, community centers here. And there ended up you had maybe 800 or 900 girls out there. That's a lot of people filling up that big club out there. And we went out there, and that activity was very exciting.